When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Stool from Ruhlman Steakhouse. Went there for lunch, celebrate Elizabeth's birthday yesterday, and it was amazing, as you'd expect. I talked to Phil. He said they had 500 people there the night before and a group for 40 for Ty Robinson to celebrate him getting drafted to the Eagles, which we can hear in a second. But they had a massive crowd there. The food was awesome, and as Bill would be happy to know that we did get the cookie skillet, and it was unbelievable. It's so good.
I tell you, it's so good. It is so good. And the service that Phil does. I had to speak at an event Saturday night for Gross High School fundraiser. Saturday night? And I'm sitting there talking with the auctioneer, is a Gross graduate, and they live in Ashland. I go, oh, wow, have you ever been? Roman goes, we go there twice a week. And he said the first thing he mentioned was he said that Phil treats him like family. He said, we're just a random people that come in. Remembers who we are, what we always have, remembers the whole thing. They've had the skillet. They've had the cookie skillet. And the first thing I said, I go, hey, if you just mention this, you'll get it for free. They're like you've got to be kidding me, because that's the one main reason we go. But Phil, is like you said, that's what he does. He treats us like family.
He's that way.
I feel like family.
He's never not there. Jake, you are family.
Well, he sat down with us for a couple minutes. It's just like he was eating with us. It was wonderful.
It was like you're at your house, just having a cup of coffee with Phil.
So on Thursday, on Thursday, he put on the YouTube chat, hey, if you mention the early break, you'll get like a free cookie skillet. This is 2 days ago. He said they already had 20 people take advantage of that in just a couple days. So thank you, Breakers, for going to Ruhlman's and just dining on wonderful food.
Yes. Get in there at that. Ask for the skillet. And just, I tell all my friends that go, I said, I have one request for you when you go, because everything's fabulous. I said, ask to meet Phil.
Yep.
That's all I ask. I said, just ask to meet Phil, and then your life changes.
You understand why we speak so highly of him.
When we went out there for that event, my life has been different ever since then. It really has.
The remote. Yeah, the 6 a.m. remote at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland. It was delightful.
Sip didn't know if we'd been there before. We did a remote there.
Heyman was there. Schaefer was there.
I knew.
Steaks were delivered to us.
We had steak at 6:30 in the morning.
Remember the bags of stuff we left with?
Oh, it was great.
It was incredible, the amount of food.
Heyman joined us for a segment.
He did.
He was there. Schaefer was out.
How could I forget? Ruhlman Steakhouse, Ashland, Highway 6. Yes.
Wasn't it kind of your birthday celebration also?
We could say that, yeah. But it was her actual day. Like, today is mine. And we cut into the cake.
It's a big day for Scotland.
Which you've dined on. How was the cake that Phil provided?
I mean, it was strangely good. It was, like, really good. Like I don't even... where do you get
your cake? Well, Ellie was doing the cutting. Like, which one do you want? And like, the answer is both.
Yeah.
Because there's a chocolate and
a
vanilla.
I just took the vanilla, but it was really good. It's strangely
You can have
good.
Some more during the break.
Yeah, I got to watch
birthday
it.
He will.
How about you? Yeah, I'm off sugar.
Yep.
I know you are.
I got to watch it.
We will get to the Shedeur Sanders stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. I promise we'll take a deep dive into that because it is fascinating. But for Nebraska, two players went in the draft. Ty Robinson in the fourth round to the Eagles. Thomas Fedoni, the second, goes in the seventh round to the Giants. If you're Ty Robinson, aren't you just doing cartwheels right now saying, I'm going to the world champs. I'm going to a place that knows what it's like to win. That, you know, Cam Jurgens is there, a former teammate of mine. Yeah, it might be tough to play because they're so talented on the defensive line, but you're going to a place of incredible winning culture in Philadelphia.
The top rated
you're
defense.
Ty Robinson.
They were the top rated defense in the NFL last year.
And they don't lose much. And his addition is huge. And they're, again, in total alignment, coaching staff, top down. They're the GM is known as like
Howie right. Roseman.
It was humorously rumored that no one would take a phone call from him during the draft because if he was trying to make a deal, somehow he was going to come out on top.
Yep.
Whatever deal was made,
he was going to get the better end of
the deal of how things were set up. And also, when you have a guy like Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, you're a leader in the locker room of how to do things and not draw attention to yourself. Just do everything at an incredible effort and with incredible dignity. It's a wow. And for them to not be back in a Super Bowl would be shocking to me. They have Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
They have wide receivers that are really good. They have a quarterback that is set up, and their defense is the best there was in the NFL. And I don't know who they lost. I really don't know who they lost.
They got Cooper DeJean, Jake.
Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
Did he have a decent year?
He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
He's pretty good.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
They were going to take Ty in the third. Then there were some trades that occurred. He was going to be a third-round draft pick is what I'm trying to say. They were going to take him 96th. Overall, then there's three trades that bumped them back to, was it 111? Yeah. He was the 111th pick. But he was going to be a third rounder, Ty Robinson. So
I saw some video. Cam Jurgens was doing a speech, I think, in New Jersey for some reason. And it was on video. And somebody asked him real time.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hey, just got some breaking news that Ty Robinson, your former teammate, is going to be an Eagle. And he was ecstatic. Like, he's like, my boy's coming to Philly? He's like, I had to stop what I'm doing. I got to text him, then we'll continue this conversation. Yeah. He stopped his conversation to text Ty and then went on with the rest of his speech he was doing in New Jersey. So I love seeing those two back together, Cam and Ty.
It couldn't have hurt that Cam came from Nebraska and played very well.
Has to help
right away. It's like, hang on a second now. Let's look what we have from Nebraska right now, and how's it going? So it had to be a plus. It still goes off of what you do on film and all those things, but all those things added up very well. But to fall into that, and when you sometimes a team wins a Super Bowl and everything's all in on that year to get that team to it, they're going to lose free agencies, they're going to have retirements. That team,
they're loaded.
They're very similar to when the Chiefs have been on a run. They feel very Chiefs.
A little dynasty, yes.
Yeah, kind of like the Dolphins in the 70s.
Yes.
But in Fedoni.
Not now, though.
Fedoni, yes.
Fedoni went to the Giants. I don't recognize the guys they had there last year.
The tight end?
Yeah.
Give me some names.
Theo Johnson?
No. Don't know.
Penn State. He was the starter. He's 24 years old. Daniel Bellinger, recognize that name?
No.
Chris Manhertz.
Manhertz, I think.
Yeah, Manhertz. Greg Doltich. So the point is, he might have went to a place where he can latch on. Theo Johnson had 29 catches. Not bad. Not great.
Oh, that offense was terrible last year.
If you have nobody tied into some sort of contract that they can get rid of, you're in great shape.
I don't know about the contracts.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
When you see those names, you don't go through and go, well, he's locked in. They can't take the cap hit if they let him go or whatever. It sounds like they're in a pretty good spot.
29 catches for Theo Johnson, one touchdown.
That's hard to say, though, because they struggled so bad offensively in the quarterback position. Who knows what that situation is?
Daniel Bellinger, San Diego State, 14 catches. Okay. Those are their top two guys.
Yeah, not go to a place where you have an elite tight end for sure. Got a chance there.
Seventh round pick, and that's it now. That was the...
So two players drafted by Nebraska. We thought maybe anywhere from 3 to 5. It was just two.
Should we do the rundown of...
Undrafted free agents?
That'd be great.
Oh, we could do that.
Do you have that?
I can get it.
I got it.
Yeah, please.
Bill has it?
I got it. Give me 8 seconds here. I just got to refer it back to... Did a little research on this.
We know for sure two guys drafted. We're trying to get the list of who guys went. Okay, go ahead, Sip.
Take it.
Undrafted free agents from Nebraska, where'd they go?
The Ravens are signing wide receiver Jamal Banks to an undrafted deal. Isaiah Nayor signed a UDFA, undrafted free agent contract with the 49ers. Bullock John went to the Buccaneers. Remember Brant Banks?
I sure do.
Brant Banks went to Rice. Now he's going to the Packers. Like a undrafted free agent type situation. Center Ben Scott has signed with the Buccaneers as well. Am I missing anybody?
Gifford went to the 49ers, right?
Gifford went to, that's right.
That's where Luke's at now too, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Giffords are both in San Fran.
Right. I think that's it.
So the question would be Ben Hart, Hill, and Sherman, right?
Oh, Ben Hart, Hill, and Sherman.
And not seen anything on
I have not seen.
Remember,
those.
Tommy Hill was seen as by some people a fifth round potential pick before the draft. Have we heard anything about Tommy Hill?
I'm looking. Oh, Nash Hutmacher to the
Ravens. Oh, I thought you already hit that one. I'm sorry. Okay, these Ravens also.
Yeah, Ravens. I don't see Tommy Hill anywhere. No, I don't see Tommy Hill. I don't see Ben Hart. What I was getting at is I'd like.
Yeah, I see. So as of right now, nothing on Tommy Hill as of this morning, undrafted or unsigned still.
As far as the teams, I should have pulled this up earlier. The teams in the Big Ten, how they did, it's always somewhat informative. And I think I'm the one who compiled it, and I can't find it.
Number of draft picks you're talking?
Yeah. By the way, chat GBT is incredible. If you just type that in, if you just type, give me the draft picks for each Big Ten team, just whip it. Yeah. They also put it in a form, like a table form. It's amazing. I might just do that right now. Hold on.
Maybe we'll get that later on in the show.
Yeah, do that.
We're running out of time. All right, there's an update on the NFL draft for Nebraska. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.